What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And for those of you watching on the YouTube streaming feed, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire with her unique perspective on the world. So what's your first story?
This is really getting concerning. Turkey has bombed U.S.-backed militants in northern Syria. And I'm talking about the city of Afrin, just after Washington cited an alleged attack on the militants to target pro-government forces in Syria. Now, the Syrian army said in a statement today that overnight they destroyed 19 targets, including ammo depots, shelters, and gun positions, state-run Anadolu News said. It's a Turkish outlet. The alleged Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 7 U.S.-backed militants with the Kurdish People's Protection Units, YPG, as well as 2 civilians were attacked in that attack.
Killed in the attack. Okay.
And the offensive is aimed at the YPG, which Turkey says bears ties with anti-Ankara militants. And it comes 2 days after the U.S. attacked pro-Damascus forces in the western Syrian province of Deir al-Zawar, reportedly killing more than 100 of them as the fighters were engaged in an anti-Daesh operation. Now, Mike, this feels to me like it's getting more dangerous by the second. The United States has claimed that it will not move its U.S. and Canadian troops embedded with the Kurds at Mandib, which the Turks have stated is their next target. And I really have to wonder, if Turkey does this attack and our soldiers and Canadian soldiers are embedded there, what I think is going on is that this is deliberate and that our soldiers at this city in Manbij are going to become sacrificial lambs for a bloody display to be spun as a false flag, to be blamed on Syria, so that the U.S. has yet another justification for a full-on invasion of Syria, no matter how insane that sounds.
Well, it's not insane.
Yeah.
I mean, the one thing that the United States has been required to do in all of these wars mm-hmm. is convince the American people it's the other side's fault.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Saddam Hussein has nuclear weapons. He's going to attack us and kill us.
Yeah.
Assad has sarin gas. He's gassing his own people.
Mm-hmm.
All wars begin with a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And the U.S. has been in Syria trying to get rid of Bashar al-Assad for, I think it's 7 years now.
Yeah.
And they're not succeeding. And the American people are saying, who cares whether Assad is in control of Syria? Bring our boys home. And
yeah.
the U.S. government basically came on back and said, well, we're not really there to get Assad. We're there to, as part of the war on terror. And
right.
I'm sure you all agree, we have to get the terrorists. And so they continued with the war.
Mm-hmm.
And now that Syria, aided by Russia, have gotten rid of most of the terrorists,
mm-hmm.
The U.S. is back to saying, we're not leaving Syria until there's been a regime change. And again, the U.S. has no legal basis to be there. There's been no declaration of war by the U.S. Congress
nope.
against Syria.
Nope.
There's been no U.N. Security Council resolution authorizing military force in Syria. The United States government is legally, morally, and ethically in the wrong here. They're committing war crimes and acts of war against a nation that has not done anything to us. And for anybody who's out there who still thinks, well, we have to be in Syria. We have to do this. We have to do that. Really? What did Syria do to us? What has Syria done to the United States of America? Where did they attack us? Where did they bomb our cities?
Nothing.
Yeah,
they've got no game. There's nothing. I'd sort of like to flip over now to the financial, what can I call this that I can say on radio? Shenanigans.
Well, there's a lot of it going on there. And for those of you who weren't paying attention, they did get the Dow into the green a little bit, but it
yeah.
was a roller coaster of a ride today. We're not
yeah.
out of the woods on this thing
oh,
yet.
Oh, no. I would be very interested, Mike, to see what the U.S. futures look like on Sunday in the evening.
Okay.
I think that's going to be a good indicator of how next week will go. And what Moody's has done, because of the bill partially that's been passed, the spending bill, which lasts for 2 years, and is going to be giving the American military a ton of money,
yes,
over and above, Moody's is threatening now to downgrade due to soaring debt and fiscal deterioration. And Standard & Poor's in 2011 kind of shocked the world and the Obama administration with it when it dared to downgrade the U.S. from its vaunted AAA rating, something that had never happened before, and led to the resignation of S&P's CEO and a dramatic crackdown on the rating agency led by Tim Geithner. Well, nearly 7 years later, with the U.S. on the verge of another government shutdown and debt ceiling breach, with the agreement reached only after the midnight hour, literally. This time, it is Warren Buffett's own rating agency, Moody's, which on Friday morning warned Trump that he too should prepare for a downgrade form even worse than the one that was happened in 2011. And we have a shout-out, don't we?
Yeah, we're just going to do a quick shout-out to our affiliates who are just rejoining our network. There's something else that Moody's may be looking at. Mm-hmm. Looking at this past week, we have seen the global stock market get hammered. Mm-hmm. And then here in the United States, the next day, it'll get pushed into the green and so forth. But that's not happening in the other countries.
No.
The other countries are realizing the American market is being covertly controlled and manipulated. These other Asian and European markets are getting bludgeoned.
Yeah.
That's going to make them less trusting of the American stock market.
Yeah.
And next week, it isn't American domestic investors that Wall Street has to worry about. It's foreign investors in other countries who are just now coming to that realization. There's something rotten in the heart of Wall Street.
Yeah.
And they may want to just say, liquidate the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we could see a real life version of the movie Rollover, which basically talks about a sudden crash on Wall Street when the rest of the world loses trust in them.
Yeah. Moody's today warned President Trump that he, too, should prepare for a downgrade. And the reason is Trump's and the Republicans and Democrats' aggressive fiscal policies, which are going to sink the U.S. even deeper into debt, insolvency, while widening the budget deficit, resulting in what they call meaningful fiscal deterioration.
Well, I mean, it's common sense.
Yeah.
You know, Trump gave these huge tax breaks to the wealthy individuals and wealthy businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Then he passes a budget that just has this huge increase to the Department of Defense. And by the way, the war machine got double the increase that non-defense spending got.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting the lion's share of this money. And yes, everybody agrees. Obviously, this is going to plunge the nation deeper and deeper into debt.
Mm-hmm.
And future generations are going to be expected to work to bail it all out. Or the U.S. is absolutely convinced they're going to conquer the rest of the world and be able to simply zero the debt out by killing off whoever they owe the money to, or by stealing other people's wealth to pay off our bankers. And you need to remember, it's all make-believe. There's no actual commodity basis for what we call money in this country.
Nope.
It's ink and paper. It's numbers in the computers. It's imaginary. It's make-believe.
Yeah. It's backed by absolutely nothing tangible, and that's what we have to remember. And getting on to the beginning of the crash, B of A apparently called it right, and here is what it thinks is going to happen next. Last Friday, just before the market imploded on the higher-than-expected hourly earnings print, they published a Bank of America note titled, "Our sell signal was triggered on 30 January. S&P 2686 is next," in which chief investment strategist Michael Hartnett explained why he was convinced that a drop as much as 12% was imminent in the coming 3 months.
Well, the S&P closed today at 2619.
Okay. All right. A okay. Little bit under. He pointed to a proprietary bank indicator that, when triggered, had correctly predicted a drop that averaged 12% over the coming weeks. And that's going to be tough. with the S&P trading 100 points below his target just 1 week later and 300 points below where it was just last Friday. We can now say that this indicator has been accurate on 12 out of 12 occasions, and you can't have better accuracy than that. Mm. And as you mentioned with the Asian markets, this is getting scary out there, as it appears to have had a domino effect in both Asian and European markets. I mean, people are spooked.
They absolutely are. And more to the point, they're not responding to the upshove of mm-hmm. the plunge protection team.
Yeah.
It used to be that when the market would start to go down, the plunge protection team would step on in there and they buy a huge amount of stock of the indicator issues mm-hmm. from which these Dow Jones, S&P, and so forth, NASDAQ, are calculated. Mm-hmm. And that would drive it back up again. And people would say, oh, the market's going up, and they'd buy back in and they'd keep the movement going. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, too many people understand that's what's been going on. They understand the market is hideously overvalued, and they're not responding. They're not taking the bait. And that's why they've been having so much trouble these last few days. And if you look at the volume numbers on the Dow Jones, there's a huge amount of trading going on, huge number of buys going on, trying to keep the market up there. But there's nothing to support the market other than this illusion of supply and demand. Because the value of the underlying stocks just is not there. We're more overvalued now than we were in 1929.
And that does not augur well for any kind of an economic recovery in this country.
No, it basically we're looking at another great crash. Mm-hmm. The PPT is trying to prevent it from happening, or maybe they've decided they're going to have a slow motion decline mm-hmm. so that there isn't a panic.
A graduated fall.
A graduated fall.
Yeah.
But they can't keep... at the point where they can't keep that illusion up any longer, yeah, people are going to start bailing, and the first ones out are going to get their money out of the stock market. But because the underlying values of the stock are so far below the trading prices, the market's got a long way to fall. And the last people to get on out, they're not going to get their money back. All they're going to have is their last brokerage report with an impressive-looking number on the bottom, and that's all it's going to be, an impressive-looking number.
Yeah. I'd like to go over to something that I thought was so hysterically ironic. Apparently, the News Corp CEO rails at dysfunctional online environment. And he took a swipe yesterday.
What?
Yeah. Particularly at Google and Facebook for fostering a dysfunctional and debased online environment, which harms the news media and responsible journalism. The guy's name is Robert Thompson, CEO of the publishing arm of Rupert Murdoch's media empire. And he stepped up his criticism of these companies. And it's funny, just as the company, News Corp, released its quarterly earnings. He said that the steps announced by Google and Facebook to stem misinformation and improve the quality of online news were modest, but only very modest, changing a digital environment that is dysfunctional to its core.
At its core.
At its core.
Yes.
And I would like to offer a word to Mr. Thompson and News Corp. Mr. Thompson, who I believe at one point in time was either affiliated with one of the American alphabet soup agencies.
True.
A word, please, because the people who get into the highest echelons of those kinds of businesses are... Well, present and former spooks. What can I say?
Yeah, Mockingbird. Yeah. Operation Mockingbird.
A lot of the independent media, completely distanced from Google and Facebook, do a very creditable job of reporting the truth. And that is why, and I know you're sore about this, you're losing viewership while we, at sites like WRH, are gaining.
Now, I don't want us to get into being smug and self-satisfied here.
No,
in point of fact, right now, we are coming up on what is going to be a major battle mm-hmm. Between corporate media, which is trying to make the whole Russiagate, FISAgate, mm-hmm. Obamagate, Hillarygate, make it all go away.
Yep.
And those of us in the independent media here at Republic Broadcasting, whatreallyhappened.com, who mm-hmm. understand
yeah.
it is imperative for future generations of Americans that this scandal be dug on out and exposed to the light of day for all to see.
Yes.
And so it literally is a fight. It's a fight in cyberspace, in the virtual world, which mm-hmm. is a great place to have a fight because nobody really gets
hurt
yeah. unless you're a Michael Hastings or something like that.
Oh, boy.
But it is. We're heading into a pitched battle. Mm-hmm. And as Michael Herzog was saying on his show, it's going to be a really interesting year.
Yes, definitely. And I would also like to observe that our reporting is neither debased nor chaotic. It is as factual as humanly possible and does not support either U.S. government narratives, usually leading to wars, or U.S. government agendas, the primary purpose of which is to achieve U.S. global hegemony and domination.
We are nonpartisan.
Yeah,
we hate corrupt people
there.
Of all parties.
Yeah.
We hate the corrupt people of all races, creeds, colors, religions, and orientations.
We're equal opportunity haters of evil. What can
yes.
I tell you?
That's it. I like that. That's
yeah.
a good one.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a T-shirt made up of that.
Okay. The war going on 16 years and billions and trillions of dollars later in Afghanistan is hitting a very interesting area. They're starting to fight and engage in northern Afghanistan with the Chinese Uyghurs operating under the Eastern Turkestan Islamic Movement banner. And they were originally regularly arrested, etc., about a decade ago in the U.S. invasion and occupation. And the recent U.S. airstrikes in the area, along with the Chinese-Afghan border, have been increasingly targeting their forces as well as Taliban in the area. Why the U.S. is suddenly interested in targeting them is unclear, though NATO issued a statement suggesting it was to prove to them that cross-border attacks weren't safe. Either way, the Chinese are expected to be quite happy about this.
I can imagine that would be
man.
The case.
Yeah.
But again, I think the U.S. is in Afghanistan for the same reason they're still in Syria. They mm-hmm. don't want to admit they've lost this one.
No.
And, of course, the northern part of Afghanistan, the U.S. wants to be in control of the pipeline right of way.
Right.
They want to be in control of the opium fields.
Mm-hmm.
And the Taliban, though, of course, they're in those eastern mountains, which are it's the most difficult terrain. The Afghanis have the home court advantage. It was in those eastern mountains that the Soviet Union met its defeat.
Yeah.
So basically, the U.S. is staying on their part of Afghanistan mm-hmm. and saying, here we are and here we stay. But they've mm-hmm. lost the initiative.
Yeah.
And that means ultimately they will lose this war. They are losing this war.
And, you know, Afghanistan has not been called the graveyard of empires for absolutely no reason, as the British found out.
And the Soviet Union.
Yes. And as I am pretty certain we are about to find
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Putin's got to be laughing his head off.
Oh, man.
That we walked into that trap.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
we didn't. The government did.
Yes, you know, yes.
You know, the government makes these stupid mistakes, and then you and your children are expected to pay for them.
Pay for it, yeah. Apparently, the Japanese ruling party is pushing for an Article 9 revision draft of their constitution within this month. And the Mainichi Shimbun is reporting that a body of Japanese ruling Liberal Democrat Party will try to draft a proposed revision of Article 9 of Japan's pacifist constitution as early as this month. The effort is in line with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's desire to legally define the existence of the country's self-defense forces, the SDF, as part of the document.
Okay, now yeah. for those who don't understand what's going on here, following the end of World War II and the end of the U.S. occupation, and Japan basically formed a new nation, because of what they had suffered in the war, they wrote into their constitution they didn't want to be seen as a military threat to anybody anymore. And so literally there were severe constitutional limits on how much military they could have, mm-hmm. especially military designed to project power outside
right.
of Japan itself.
Mm-hmm.
Abe wants that to go away. His goal is to reassert Japan as at least a regional power, mm-hmm. if not a global power.
And one thing I'd like to observe is that if the Japanese prime minister is looking to get this passed before the end of this month, and folks, the end of February is only 19 days away. It doesn't augur well for peace between North Korea and her neighbors, particularly South Korea and Japan.
And there's a long-standing enmity between the Japanese and the Koreans. All right, we got to take
nasty.
A break for commercials. We'll be right back after these few minutes.
Mm-hmm. Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And Claire, we're talking about this situation where Japan wants to change their constitution in order to legalize the expansion of Japan's military forces.
Yeah, and timing with this sort of stuff is never an accident.
No.
If they're looking for an end time. And no, I don't think it's coincidence. If they're trying to get this through by the end of the month, I think it telegraphs that the plans for an assault on North Korea in early spring, perhaps March or April of this year, are really perilously close to getting greenlit.
It's one thing for Japan to alter their constitution, mm-hmm. To say it's legal for us to have an army.
Yeah.
How long is it going to take for that army to be built? Or has Japan already built it and wants to retroactively say this was okay for us to do under the constitution?
I have a feeling it was the latter rather than the former. Now, I am hoping and praying that President Trump is listening to SecDef Mattis on this one and chooses to avoid an outright military confrontation against North Korea. The aftermath could be more horrible than anyone can realize. And most likely, should the U.S. do a preemptive strike against North Korea, China will most likely side with North Korea militarily. Not a good thing.
Not a good thing. See, here's the idea. A regular conventional war, invasion of North Korea, it's going to take time, it's going to cost money, it's going to cost lives, and obviously would result in North Korea accelerating their development of nuclear weapons and long-range missiles. Now, the other approach is a decapitation strike. They go after where they think the nuclear bombs are, where they think the long-range missiles are, and where they think Kim Jong-un is. But that's a dangerous, dangerous gamble. Because once the U.S. does that, if there are any long-range missiles and nuclear weapons left, if they didn't get Kim Jong-un, then there will be a retaliatory strike against the United States, probably where they can reach it, which would be right here,
yep,
or up in parts of Alaska, or into U.S. military bases on Guam, mm-hmm, and Japan. Kadena Air Base, for example.
Yeah, that's not good. I would like to take a look at a proposal that President Trump has made in terms of the civil service. And it's very simple. Hire the best and fire the worst.
Which sounds like common sense, but believe it or not, civil service doesn't work that way.
No. You know, and the measures will be outlined in the budget plan that Trump will be sending to Congress on Monday. And whoever said this spoke on condition of anonymity because the budget hasn't been released. This makes absolute sense to me. Why can't we hire the best and the brightest and let go of the deadwood?
The unions.
You
know, once you're in civil service, it is almost impossible to fire you.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, the people who are trying to do a good job get frustrated,
mm-hmm,
because everybody around them is saying, don't try so hard. You make the rest of us look bad.
Yes.
And so they'll leave civil service and they'll go back to the private sector.
Mm-hmm.
And so over time, you basically get a government that is built up of underachievers,
yeah,
who are protected in place,
mm-hmm,
because they're unionized.
Yeah. Yeah. It's I'm going to touch on that union issue a little bit later in the show. There has been an act that's being looked at. It's called the Cloud Act. And you have to get your mouth around this acronym. The Clarifying Overseas Use of Data Act, CLOUD, expands American and foreign law enforcement's ability to target and access people's data across international borders in two ways. First, the bill creates an explicit provision for U.S. law enforcement, from a local police department to federal agents to immigration to customs, to access the contents of a wire or electronic communication, and any record or other information about a person, regardless of where they live or where that information is actually located. In other words, U.S. police could compel a service provider like Google, Facebook, or Snapchat to hand over a user's content and metadata, even if it is stored in a foreign country, without following that foreign country's privacy laws. So I would like to politely suggest to Senators Hatch, Graham, and Coons that you collectively reread the opening statements of the Bill of Rights, particularly the Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches, and seizures, shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by an oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the person or things, etc.
To be seized.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Basically, the way the government tries to get around this is they're saying all our searches are reasonable. In this age of the war on terror, all of our searches of everybody, that's the reasonable thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
They're weasel wording their way around it. And they get around the requirement for a specific subject, mm-hmm, that's the object of the warrant, by simply saying, well, we're looking for anything that might be illegal. But that's casting a very wide net. And I wish we had a Supreme Court that would look at this. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about this new piece of legislation called the Cloud Act, which basically gives all of American law enforcement supposedly the right to simply acquire whatever data they want about anybody anywhere in the world without a warrant. And here's the part that shows the arrogance of the United States government, without regard to the foreign nation's law, privacy laws.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So basically, how do you get the other nations to go along with that?
Yeah.
You know, what this is a license to hack.
Yes.
This is a license to send the NSA off to these servers located in foreign countries and break on into them and cause whatever mayhem they want to do. I can imagine these other countries are going to be very, very angry that the U.S. is saying, we don't have to obey your privacy laws.
Yeah.
And there's probably going to have to be a test case to say, where is the server's legal residency?
Yeah.
Under whose jurisdiction does it fall? And I think the common sense idea is going to be that the server's jurisdiction is where it's physically located. If mm-hmm. the server is located in Iceland, then Icelandic law applies.
Yeah.
Until the U.S. wants to invade there, which I'm sure.
Boy.
And this law, in fact, may be aimed at Iceland, because Iceland has been trying to establish itself as a reputation for computer servers that do guarantee privacy of individuals. But again, either this is something that's going to be pushed through with threats of military action, or it is simply a license for the NSA to break into other people's computers whenever they feel like it.
Yeah, and but sadly, Mike, in this portion of the 21st century, this is precisely the kind of thinking one has to expect from those in the bowels of power in D.C. This is the kind of legislation which can only come from a government deeply fearful of its own people. And because of all the ugly federal government revelations moving now at warp speed, Americans are going to start to get angry when they realize at what has been done to them by a broken and corrupt system.
Okay, I want to back up one paragraph. Yes, the government is definitely worried that the American people are waking up from their slumber, that they're taking the red pill or whatever metaphor that you want to use, that the American people no longer trust the government. They're no longer willing to obey the government. But there's more to it than that. We have not a government. We have a criminal gang operating inside Washington, D.C. It's a crime spree is what we're all living through. And we already know from the Seattle Asia-Pacific Economic Conference that U.S. government agents break into computers to steal business secrets to give to political cronies.
Yep.
So this wanting to go into all of our computers, it's not just the fact that they're trying to find out if any of us are thinking those double plus ungood thoughts toward the government, which the majority of us are.
Yeah, okay. But peacefully in my case.
Yeah, peacefully. In our case.
Yes.
It's also to see if somebody is working on something that might be of profit and to literally steal it. To give to a friend, to get to the to market with a little bit faster. I've lost count of the number of spooks who have actually been arrested for insider trading, for breaking into the computers of business people and getting inside information regarding the things that will change the stock price. That happens all the time. And then, of course, there's the other aspect of being able to find something on somebody that you can blackmail them with to make them controllable. And we've certainly seen indications that some of the people at the highest levels of our government are being blackmailed.
Yeah.
And that's not something I want future generations of Americans to have to live under.
No.
I want young people to have the chance to grow up just being young people. And everybody makes a mistake when they're young. It shouldn't be held over their heads for the rest of their lives. There has to be room in society for a certain degree of forgiveness and tolerance and mercy. But this idea where the U.S. government is simply saying we can look at any computer data anywhere in the world on anybody without restriction, that is tyranny and dictatorship etched in silicon.
Right. Going over to the world of education, this almost was funny to me. Attempting to deliver failing grade to Betsy DeVos, teachers were locked out of the education department in Washington, D.C. And apparently, teachers groups, parents, and students were barred from entering the Department of Education on Thursday, the anniversary of Betsy DeVos's confirmation as education secretary, to present her with a failing report card, alongside tens of thousands of comments from teachers who disapprove of her performance leading the nation's public school system.
Well, you know what this is? This is a backlash to DeVos saying that Common Core has to be ended. And, of course, the schools don't want to have to buy all new textbooks.
No.
There are certainly liberal educators who are fully on board with dumbing down the students with Common Core. They don't want to they don't want to have to go back to actually teaching kids how to think.
Oh, but it gets better.
Oh,
it
please tell me.
This is a remarkable moment. This is the first time that I have ever been to this building where we were not let in, said Randy Weingarten, AFT. That's the American Federation of Teachers Presidents. In categories including protection of civil rights and equality in schools and ensuring funding for low-income students and students of color, DeVos received an F grade across the board. Now, Mike, I have to tell you, I found the optics of blocking the teachers from the buildings a little more than heavy-handed. But let's back up. I think we need to take a look at this from a very unique perspective. One of the things DeVos has wanted to do is to privatize education, which means all the teachers in the teachers' union, no mas, unless they can pass the requirements for teaching in a private school.
You know, that's a very important thing right there, because I'm old enough to remember when teaching was a profession. Mm-hmm. And teachers, they had to go to college. They had to have a teaching credential. There was proficiency testing. There wasn't a union mm-hmm. to protect them and make sure that they didn't get fired even when they did something wrong.
Yeah.
And, of course, back then, you didn't have this runaway epidemic of teachers having sex with their students, which we seem to have today.
Yeah.
When teachers became unionized, observers said, this is going to destroy education. Because once the teachers have a union, they won't feel that they need to excel at teaching. They'll just kick on back and go through the minimum work. Mm-hmm. And if there's any kind of a comment, the union will step in and protect them.
And
it took teaching from being a profession and turned it into a trade. And so I have to say, I'm in agreement with Betsy DeVos on this one, mm-hmm. just as I'm in agreement about getting rid of Common Core.
Now, okay.
Yeah. If we are going to make America great again, it begins with a true education system that educates rather than indoctrinates. And that means going back to the basics, okay? Mathematics, science, engineering, language, how to think, how to analyze, how to solve problems.
Amen.
And leave off all this nonsense about human-caused global warming and gender studies and white privilege and all this other nonsense, which you can't get a job with that.
No.
You know, you come out of college, you know, what did you study? I studied white privilege. Well, we don't have anything in the job to stay with it.
Yeah.
You know, we give you a mop and a bucket.
But I remember what have popped up dotting the American landscape in the last 20 years are private schools used by caring parents to fill in the gaps in their kids' education or to get their kids learning better when the public schools to which these kids go have failed these children miserably. And Mike, I have to tell you, I have no problem with these schools being franchised when their approach seems to be doing the job of educating kids and well.
Well, they are. Yeah. And I want to share an insight with you. And I've mentioned this before, but it's worth going over again in the mm-hmm. context here.
Okay.
I have had two times in my life when I was a teaching position. One was right here on Oahu, where I was teaching computer animation as an adjunct professor over mm-hmm. at the University of Hawaii at Manoa. I had a lot of fun, loved the kids, had a great time. The other one was many, many years ago, BC, before Claire,
yes.
when I was living in Southern California, and I got hired to teach remedial math at the high school level, and it was a program that did not require a teaching credential. They were that desperate for people willing to come on in and deal with these remedial classes. So I went on in, and I'm basically dealing with the students who just don't want to learn. They don't care. They really don't. But being the kind of person I am, I attracted to me some of the smarter kids who wanted to come on in and learn things about math that weren't being taught at that level. So we set up this little ad hoc club where we would meet during the lunch break. Everybody bring their little brown bag, and I would teach them how to use a slide rule, which tells you how long ago this worked, that this all happened. We were using slip sticks, and it was before affordable pocket calculators. And then all of a sudden, I get hauled in before the administration, and I get screamed at because the parents of the kids who didn't want to learn anything were upset. Why aren't our kids being taught how to use a slide rule? And I was basically told, you cannot teach any kids anything that is above what all the kids know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a classic case of creating the illusion of an equal education by pulling that top down
mm-hmm.
because the bottom didn't want to be pulled up.
Lowering the standards, basically.
Lowering the standards.
Yeah.
And that's why after the year was up, I left. I wasn't going to go along with that because they were cheating these kids. And so inevitably, the problem with an education system built like this is everybody's coming out with a legally mandated minimum education, and nobody's allowed to go for anything higher. Nobody's allowed to aspire to be a better student. And so as a result, that's one of the reasons we've lost our manufacturing. We don't have a population of people who have the basic skills necessary to be good workers in a manufacturing environment. And that's one of the things that helped motivate Wall Street and corporate entities to send the manufacturing overseas, where they know how to make things, where the workers have skills rather than political indoctrination.
Yeah. And one of the couple of schools that come to mind are the Kumon schools, which are all over, and Mathanasium, but there are many others.
Well, there's the Kamehameha schools right here in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, of course. So what I think DeVos needs to think about doing is creating one private school, little pilot project, in a city like Baltimore or Detroit, where public education has gone horribly wrong and awry. And here are some numbers that will just blow your mind. In public Detroit schools, 93% of their kids are not proficient in math, 96% not proficient in reading. How does this happen, Michael?
It just drives me nuts. If you can't read and if you can't do math, you are of no good to an employer. Period. Yeah. End of discussion.
Yeah. And in the Baltimore schools, school rigging scandal is escalating, and it got so bad that the school CEO had to issue a memo to respond. Now, if programs like those offered by these private schools can actually work in tough cities like Detroit and Baltimore, where things are very bleak, they can work anywhere in this country, you know. And I wish that maybe Kumon or Mathanasium would talk to Secretary of Education DeVos and say, listen, we're willing to do this, and we're willing to do more than that at the corporate level. We will establish school, or we will go into a school that's been failing. We're going to turn it around. That would be a really brilliant thing for them to do.
That would be a brilliant thing to do, but you've got to have a political structure that is willing to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, and when you have a government that wants the next generation unable to think, unable to analyze, unable to figure things out, then anybody who wants to really bring better education to the kids is going to run into a brick wall the way that I did.
Yeah, they're going to be kryptonite.
Yes.
Do you remember that marvelous Olmos film, Stand and Deliver?
Yes.
It was based on a true story.
Edward James Olmos,
yes. Oh, my gosh. And what this Hispanic teacher did in East L.A., tough, rough,
yes.
I know, you know, I've been through it, but he convinced his kids that they could do advanced math and do it well, and he said to them, you are all descended from some of the greatest mathematical minds in the world, the Aztecs, the Toltecs.
Yes.
Use that heritage, use that part of your DNA. And the kids came up so fine in the math competition that the board that was holding this test said, well, they had to be cheating. And, you know, those kids must have been crestfallen. And so was the teacher. They came back. They took it again. They nailed it brilliantly. And that teacher resigned because of all that went against him. And that's a bloody shame. I hope that they found in a private school, a place that was going to respect and appreciate what they brought to the table.
Well, there's no question the education system is a mess, certainly at the K-12 level, which is where my bad experience was.
Yeah.
And again, when I was teaching out here at UH Manoa, I really did enjoy it because there the kids, they wanted to learn. We were going through a period here in Hawaii where it was thought we were really going to become a fixture in modern film production. And I don't mean things like Lost or anything. We were trying to get an incentive program going where we were going to have computer animation companies here. Because Hawaii, we're an island in the middle of nowhere. We don't have a lot of natural resources. We can't support heavy manufacturing. The agriculture is almost completely gone. It's been taken over by real estate developers. But we've got lots of office space and we've got electricity. We could have computers and it's a pleasant place to live and work.
Oh, yeah.
And so we wanted to basically, following on the history of Square USA and there was one other Synchromic Studio.
Yes. Yeah.
We wanted to have a permanent computer animation industry here, and that was why I went into the UH system to try and basically start this process of pre-training a workforce. And unfortunately, then the state government cut the film tax incentives program, and everybody went down to Australia to get their movies made.
Or other places.
Yeah. New Zealand.
Yeah, definitely.
So that was kind of the end of that dream.
Mm-hmm.
But it was an exciting time. Everybody was in that class. looking forward to having a job making movies or computer games, video games.
And remember, Disney came down and snatched a few of them?
Yes.
Remember that?
Disney was actually on our campus toward the end of the year, you know, recruiting our students away. And I said, I didn't educate you all to run off to that Mickey Mouse outfit. You know, you're supposed to stay here and help us build our own indigenous, but it didn't work on out.
Yeah,
but it was a recognition that we had a good program.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just Disney. Digital Domain was out there.
Yeah.
Weta was up here.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got to take a break for commercials. We're going to be back with the last segment of our program on this Pauhana Friday after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And
open mic was very innocent, dear.
Yes, it was. Well, we actually need to fix that sign so it actually goes on when the microphones are hot.
But I would like to share with our listeners and viewers, apparently the glyphosate in the L.A. River is a problem, and a lawmaker is trying to get the Army Corps of Engineers not to use it anymore. And they're describing it as a poison of the LA River, and it's become so awful and so contentious that a congressman from the area has urged the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to stop using the weed killer. And over the past couple of years, the use of glyphosate to control weeds and other vegetation around the LA River has people very concerned because of the links to cancer, birth defects, and reproductive issues. Now, the EPA claims that glyphosate is not carcinogenic, but pretty much everybody else disagrees with them. And it's likely that the EPA would approve Agent Orange for use as a fertilizer if Monsanto ramped up its lobbying efforts just a little more.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah. And I have to wonder, with what the Monsanto Corporation bribed or threatened the decision makers at the FDA, et cetera, to claim that glyphosate is not carcinogenic. And I would like to invite everyone who thinks that everything that the EPA and FDA say is absolutely true, please take a look at this article if you still believe that. And in the Tooth Fairy, et cetera, et cetera. A scientist attacked for proving GMO dangers with defamation suit, and he won it in a French court.
Yes.
The article went on to state, remember Professor Gilles-Éric Seralini and his research team at the University of Cannes in France? They provided pictures of rat-fed Monsanto GMO corn saturated with Roundup weed killer, which is part of the glyphosate.
Okay, well that...
Yes.
Okay, I want to clarify the methodology here, because we ran this experiment, where we reported on this experiment, rather, at whatreallyhappened.com. There were four groups of rats. One group of rat was fed natural corn. The second group was fed Roundup Ready corn. The second group was fed natural organic corn, but spread with glyphosate. Mm-hmm. And the fourth group was eating GMO corn sprayed with glyphosate.
Right.
And they ran this experiment for the entire lifespan of the rats and found that starting at 4 months, mm-hmm. massive tumors began to appear. And, of course, Monsanto had terminated their rat studies at 3 months in order to say Roundup is perfectly safe here. Mm-hmm. And Monsanto got influence over the journal that published the article. It was pulled. They sued. They mm-hmm. finally won. And yeah. I'm sorry to rush, but we're just about out of time here.
Seralini and his team are among my pantheon of heroes from the scientific community for having had the male attributes to continue with the study and take it to its logical end.
Yes, absolutely. Science is politicized, unfortunately, and these guys got treated the same way that Galileo did. There's the music. It's time for us to get on out of here. Please stay tuned to John Steadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of wonderful things to share with you. Please take what you learn here and share it with everybody that you know. Please help us keep FISA-gate, Hillary-gate, Obama-gate before the eyes of the public. The corporate media wants it all to go away. We are not going to let that happen.
Can't let it happen, folks.
Have a really good weekend. We'll be back on Monday, and aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.